Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Any ball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Corbin Carroll was back in the leadoff spot, and it seemed to agree with him. The reigning National League Rookie of the Year went 2-for-5 with a 3-run homer, drove in 5 as the D-backs top Cincinnati 6-2 at Great American Ballpark. Zach Gallen was on the mound for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Didn't show any rust at all, allowed just one hit in 6 shutout innings, an efficient 79-pitch outing. D-backs get a win in the opener of a series for the first time since opening day when they stomped Colorado by 15 runs. That series continues today at Great American Ballpark. Right-hander Graham Ashcraft goes for Cincinnati against D-backs lefty Jordan Montgomery, 3:40 first pitch. Pre-game starts at 3 on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app. Good win for the D-backs.
Very much so. Good night for Corbin Carroll. Good night for Torey Lovello, putting him back at the top of the lineup. Pretty good return for Paul Sewald.
Just to get him back out there.
Exactly.
And to be able to do that in a very low pressure situation. Yes, he gave up the home run in the ninth, but just to get him out there again and geared up. I didn't want Paul Sewald to be put in a high leverage situation his first time
out. That's a good point.
Before Tuesday's opener, the latest twist on the D-backs injury front, they activated closer Paul Sewald from the injured list. They optioned right-handed pitcher Scott McGuff to AAA, and there was an update on outfielder Alec Thomas's condition. He felt more discomfort in his hamstring and was sent back to Phoenix for more evaluation.
Thomas has
been out since straining his hamstring on March 31st in the D-backs' fourth game of the year. He had played 3 games with Reno on a rehab assignment, drove in 5 runs while with the Aces. They're treating this as very minor and more concern than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Overabundance of caution.
We always say hamstrings are a tricky thing.
Yes. They are. For a lot of people. Professional athletes and hamstrings.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They're in the best shape of their lives. And
that's probably why.
Yep.
They're like a guitar that's tuned really tight.
Yeah.
Twang!
Last night in the NBA playoffs, the Boston Celtics had little problem with the Cleveland Cavaliers. They notched a 120-95 game one win in their Eastern semifinal. Jaylen Brown led the way with 32 points. Derek White, 7 three-pointers and scored 25 for Boston. Then it was Oklahoma City cruising past Dallas, 117-95 in their game one. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 29. 9 rebounds and 9 assists for the Thunder, who had 7 players hit at least 2 three-pointers. They lead that series 1-0. Tonight on the playoff docket, Game 2, Pacers-Knicks. New York guard Jalen Brunson looking to become only the second player in history to score 40 or more points in 5 straight playoff games. Brunson had 43 in a thrilling Game 1 win for the Knicks on Monday. Tonight's game gets rolling at 5 on TNT. Knicks even more shorthanded, losing another player due to injury. Mitchell Robinson out 6 to 8 weeks with a stress injury to his left ankle. Knicks already without Julius Randle and Bojan Bogdanovic. Everybody's playing 48 minutes tonight.
Yeah, the
Knicks wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, you wonder how much longer the Knicks can sustain this.
Yeah. Jamal Murray of the Nuggets avoided suspension but has been fined $100,000 for throwing multiple objects on the court during Denver's Game 2 loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. That lack of a suspension caused a lot of reaction from people.
Yeah,
we're going to get into it today. Yep, Rudy Gobert of the Minnesota Timberwolves once again named the Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA. 72 of 99 first place votes went to Gobert to win the award, which is now known as the Hakeem Olajuwon Trophy. He wins it for the fourth time, only the third player ever to do that, joining Dikembe Mutombo and Ben Wallace. Victor Wembanyama of San Antonio finished second. Bam Adebayo of Miami was third. The league MVP will be announced later today. Denver's Nikola Jokic expected to win the award for the third time. Dallas's Luka Doncic and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander of the Thunder, the other finalists.
It's named the Hakeem Olajuwon Award, defensive player, despite 3 players you just named that have won it more than him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think they're really going to call it the Ben Wallace Award?
Well.
According to reports, the Arizona Cardinals got a visit from free agent receiver Zay Jones on Tuesday. Jones was released by the Jaguars after the draft. He's looking for a new home. Played just 9 games with the Jags last season as he dealt with a posterior cruciate ligament injury in his right leg, suffered in a Week 2 game against Kansas City. Jones also visited Tennessee on Monday, but the Titans opted to sign wide receiver Tyler Boyd to a 1-year deal. $4.5 million he had spent the first 8 years of his career with Cincinnati. Bengals have also signed former Bengals linebacker Marcus Bailey to a 1-year deal. He spent four seasons with the Bengals, mostly as a special teamer. 10 tackles last year, only 29 snaps played on the defensive side of the ball. Other reports from Tuesday indicated the Cardinals have extended a rookie minicamp invitation to quarterback Taulia Tagovailoa, the younger brother of Tua Tagovailoa. Taulia went undrafted out last month out of Maryland, where he threw for over 11,000 yards in four seasons. By the way, rookie workouts begin Friday, run through Sunday.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Thank you, Rod. Arizona basketball picks up a transfer. They land former Campbell standout Anthony Del Orso, the Australian who averaged 19 points per game last year, but he's also testing his NBA draft prospects. The Mercury got ripped in their preseason opener in Seattle by the Storm, 85-59. Nobody played more than 17 minutes for Phoenix. Diana Taurasi had 10 points in her 15 minutes of action. NHL playoffs, couple of overtime thrillers last night. Vincent Trocheck scored the game winner 7:24 into the second overtime, lifting the Rangers to a 4-3 win over Carolina. They lead that series 2-0. Colorado comes back from a 3-0 deficit to beat Dallas on Miles Wood's overtime goal, 4-3 Avs. They take game one in that series. I was thinking about this last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the Rangers, that crowd was electric at Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the Knicks are going for a 2-0 series lead. What a great time to be a sports fan in New York right now.
And especially with that building and what that building means in New York. Yeah, yes. No doubt mm-hmm. about it. And they've gone through a lot of lean years, both of them, respectively.
Yeah. Not as many of the lean years, but Bruins and Celtics also. Same building, same.
True. People thought that now that Coyotes have left Arizona, they were going to win the NHL draft lottery last night in Utah. They didn't. The San Jose Sharks get the number one pick. Chicago will pick second, Anaheim third. They're holding the draft at the Sphere in Vegas this year. And Arizona beat ASU in baseball 5-3 at Phoenix Muni. The two teams split four regular season games this year. Jam-packed splash this morning.
Look at that.
Wednesday, May 8th.